It's our continuing coverage of Pella Christian girls basketball on KNIA KRLS. I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by Faith Kakmarinski. The Pella Christian Eagles pick up a big victory, non-conference action on Thursday night. Final score, Eagles 46, Van Meter 42. Faith, congratulations on the win. How does it feel?
It feels awesome, especially after last week. It was a hard week, and coming out getting this win was just amazing.
What was so hard about last week, and how do you guys feel like you responded here this week and tonight?
Well, last Friday against Oski, we lost in a close one. We were up by 9 going in the fourth quarter. Kind of same thing tonight. And we didn't pull it out last Friday, but we did tonight. So that was awesome to get over that hump that we couldn't get over last week.
And it was looking, you know, a little iffy tonight, right?
Yeah,
you have a 37-26 lead to start the third quarter, and all of a sudden it becomes 42-42 with a couple of minutes left. What was Coach Foudy telling you in the timeout once it got to a tie game?
Just to stay calm and have composure with the basketball, we were letting their defense get too overwhelming for us, and we just had to play our game.
All right, and you did down the stretch, and your sister ends up with the game-winning shot at a 42-42 game. She's wide open right around the free throw line. Didn't look like she wanted to take that shot. She did. She knocked it down. How did that feel for you watching her make a play like that?
It was awesome. I was screaming at her. She was wide open, and I was like, shoot it! And then she finally did, and it just feels awesome. Being the older sister, and it's like, those are the things that just make it so awesome, playing with your sister.
It seemed like there were times tonight where, as a team, you were a little bit hesitant to shoot the ball, but nice in that moment. Again, little hesitation, but she stepped up and knocked it down. Has Coach talked to you at all about being, you know, more willing to shoot, aggressive to shoot, or how? What's kind of the conversation around that?
Yeah, he has. We're a young team, so people are still learning. They're still getting used to the pace of the game. But, like, Rachel just needs to be willing to shoot those shots. She's a great shooter, and she just needs to be confident in that.
All right, so that made it 44-42. They still had a chance. You get a stop. Chloe Nickel had not played much tonight, got a huge rebound, and then goes to the free throw line where she had not made one yet this year, and then goes 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Can you kind of talk about that stretch and what it was like seeing Chloe doesn't get a lot of playing time, but two massive points?
Yeah, that was huge. Chloe's just such a great player. She's usually a defensive player because she's just so aggressive, and she got that rebound, and I knew when she went to the free throw line she would knock him down, and she did. And that's just awesome seeing someone who's usually more defensive come through on the offensive side.
Faith Kakmarinski is joining us to talk about Pella Christian's 46-42 victory over Van Meter on Thursday night. One of the things you guys did great tonight, my count was 33-24 on the rebounding side of things in favor of the Eagles. I had you for 7. I had Rachel for 8. I had Addie for 9. Awesome. Talk a little bit about what you're doing down on the glass to pull all those in.
Yeah, that was another thing that worked on this week. Against Oski, towards the end, they got a lot of offensive rebounds. That's something we worked really hard in practice this week. So going through that and doing our game plan was really crucial tonight.
Well, and Van Meter, I mean, they don't have the size like Foster, you know, last week against you guys, but they have a couple of girls that are pretty big, right? So seemed like you guys were willing to go down there and battle with them.
Yeah, we're becoming more aggressive, and that's just key in all aspects of the game.
Got to make shots as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you made the other thing I want to ask you about is Jessa DeVries made 3 3-pointers. Chloe Schneider made a couple of 3-pointers. And 2 players that have struggled a little bit shooting the ball. How key was it for them to make some big shots?
So key. Again, they're freshmen. They're still learning how to do things. And confidence is key for them. They're, you know, yeah, they're struggling a little bit with confidence. And to see them get those shots, that's just huge for them and huge for our team.
Can you see that confidence building a little bit as the season is kind of crawling along here a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Coach Foudy's doing a great job of encouraging us, so then that confidence is growing because they know that he trusts them, so then they're willing to take those shots.
Only your second game at home, and the student section was bringing some energy tonight. It had to be fun to play in front of
the
home crowd.
It was so fun. They were so good.
All right, you have a very tough task, you know, quick turnaround for a Friday night game against Norwalk. They're the number 3 team in Class 4A. They're undefeated, haven't lost a game. What has Coach Foudy told you about them, and what are you expecting to happen tomorrow night?
I mean, we know that Bailey Birmingham is good, but we just have to do our things, try to have less turnovers. We're still trying to work on that, and just continuing to build confidence and team unity.
What is the key to the turnover situation? What are the things that you guys are working on to try to kind of rein that in?
Having composure with the basketball. We don't want it in our hands sometimes, so we're just trying to give it up. And then we also are still getting – some people are still getting used to how fast gaps close. So just getting more reps and just, having confidence and knowing that we can have the ball in our hands.
Do you like these young players? You've talked about that a couple of times. Do you like what they're doing and how they're kind of coming along and you're coming together as a team?
Yeah, they're doing great. Yeah, I love playing with them.
And it's fun to win, isn't it? After four in a row on the wrong side of things,
Yeah. Get
that W. Congratulations, Faith. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep.
All right, that's Faith Kaczmarinski of the Pella Christian girls basketball team. Eagles improved to 2-4 here on Thursday night with a big victory. Pella Christian 46 and Van Meter 42. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA KRLS Sports.